Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta des Tmura, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. So what did we learn in Mishnah Gimel? We have an Asham that can't be brought as an Asham. So we wait for it to get a mum, and the money is used to buy Karbanas Oiloi Sibur. It goes into the chest called Nidava. Zehalt Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Lazar says, no, not Karban Sibur Oiloi. The money is used to buy personal Oiloi. So Lemaisa, what's the basis of this machloikis? I mean, so you bring in oil. Why does one Tana insist the carbon sibir and the other says no personal? Frek the Mishnah, once again, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. V'lei af ha-nedava oilehi. The carbon sibir oilehi is also a nedava. So ma bein divri Rebbe Lazar le divri Chachamim. What's the difference lemaisa, as the Batanura explains it, between the words of Rebbe Lazar and the words of the Chachamim? Ella, rather, the difference is, Bizman Shehiba Chayva. According to Rebbe Lazar, takes the money from the Asham that we can't use as an Asham, and he has to buy a personal carbon oiler, so he has to do it. So that comes along with different halachas. For example, who's Saimach Alea? This person who originally owned the Asham. He has to do Smicha. We already learned earlier. He has to place his hands on the head and lean down on it with all of his weight. And he has to bring along the Nesachim, the wine and the mincha that come along with it. And the Nesachim come from him. He has to pay for it. After all, it says Ayla. And if this person is a Kayan, so Avidasa, the schus of doing the Avaida, the Ayra, and also the hide, the skin, Shalai belongs to him. See, normally, the shift that serves shift of Kehanim, they get to do the Avaida. But if it's a Kayan's personal carbon, he can do the Avaida, and he gets the hide. On the other hand, Bizmanshu ba Nidava. When it comes as, when the Tana says over here Nidava, the Tana means that the money is used for carbon oilos Nidava that belong to the Tzibur. It goes into that special Nidava chest, and we use it to purchase funds that the Tzibur brings as carbon oilos. There's no smicha. It's not his oila. Does the Tzibur do smicha? And the answer is no. Generally speaking, there is no smicha for carbon as Tzibur. The Eini Mevil and Nesachim, he doesn't bring his own Nesachim. The Tzibur brings it, and Sechel Mishal Tzibur. And it comes from the funds of the Tzibur. Whatever wine, whatever Mecha comes along with it, that belongs to the Tzibur. This is a carbon Tzibur. And Afal Pi Shehu Kayin, even though he's a Kayin, this person that originally had the Ashram that couldn't be used, and we waited for it to get a Mum, and the money goes into the Nedava for Karban Esayel Tzibur, but Avidasa, the right to do the Avaida, the Oira and its skin, Shalan Shemeshma, belongs to the entire shift, not just to him. This, as the Batanura points out, is learned from Sukkim. Okay. Lamaisa, why is there a machlokes? I have an Asham that I can't use. Tanakama says it goes into the Nedava chest for Karban Esayel Tzibur. Rebbe Lazar says no, for personal Oila. So an Oila is an Oila. What difference does it make? There's a big difference. If it's a personal Oila, there's Smicha. There's Nesachim that he has to pay for. If it's a Kayan bringing it, he has the right to do the Avaida because it's his carbon. Doesn't go to the Mishmer, whose turn it is now to do the Avaida in the Beis HaMikdash, and he gets the hide. If, however, the funds of this unusable Asham went into Nedava, and we're drawing on this money to bring Oilis Karbana Sibur, there's no Smicha, as there is no Smicha by a carbon Sibur. He doesn't bring the Nesachim comes Michel Tzibur, and even though he's a Kayan, he has no specific right to this. It belongs to the whole Mishmer. By the way, the halacha is like the Chachamim, that indeed, the unusable Oila grazes until it gets a mum, and we buy Oila's carbon Sibur with it.